Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman in Songs of Hope.
Thank you for joining me again today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reading will be Psalm 100, one of the shortest chapters in the book of Psalms with just five verses. The heading in the Bible is, His steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. This is a wonderful chapter in Psalms, and even though it is brief in words, it is powerful and joyful in context, inviting us to come and worship our Lord in thanksgiving. And not just we, God's people, but all creation can praise Him. This psalm may sound familiar to you, as it is the text used in the common doxology in worship services. Several years ago, one of our pastors was addressing a group of us who had gathered to consider how we might become involved in our church. He began by saying, "Runs with scissors, but says yes to everything." Well, that generated a good amount of laughter from those of us in the audience, though the sentence didn't quite make sense. Pastor went on to explain that he was lovingly referring to another friend who at that time was a fairly new member of our church and was eager to serve whenever and wherever she was asked. She attended and organized Bible study lunches. She began the book review corner of the church newsletter, reading a couple of books each month and reporting on their relevancy or appropriateness for Christians. She sang in the choir and was our unofficial attendance taker. She also initiated the Loaves and Fishes Ministry, which was a group of women who made bread and meals to deliver to shut-ins. She helped out regularly in the church office answering phones and generally took on all kinds of tasks and projects as needed or requested. At this point in our pastor's discussion, those of us listening started to squirm in our seats, wondering what we might be asked to do. Now, to some people, our zealous dear sister in Christ might be called reckless, dangerously running with scissors, as it were, as she became so busy that at times she didn't know whether she was coming or going, to coin a phrase oft used by my own mother. Yet this friend, in her newly discovered zeal for the Lord and her desire to do His will, whenever she was asked to help or serve, she jumped right in without so much as another thought or blinking an eyelash. Sometimes it's not easy to find a good balance between using our time wisely in a God-pleasing manner and doing so many things to keep us busy that we become stressed out and our families or loved ones don't get the attention they need. As Captain Von Trapp said so poignantly to the Baroness in the movie Sound of Music, "Activity suggests a life filled with purpose." Well, we often fool ourselves, don't we, into thinking that the more appointments and tasks we cram into our days, the more important we must be, and therefore the better person we must be. However, like running with scissors, packing too many activities into our daily lives isn't always helpful and can actually be harmful to ourselves, physically and emotionally. We get stuck on the treadmill of busyness and become tired, cranky, and fed up with those around us. Yet, how refreshing it is to witness someone living out their faith exuberantly in the service of others. You cannot deny that the fact that many genuine needs can be met when loving acts of kindness are carried out with heartfelt sincerity, when those good works are accomplished out of love for God our Father and to His glory, in thankfulness and praise. To paraphrase verses 1 and 2 of our Psalm 100, Come one and all, let us make a joyful noise to the Lord, all of us people on earth, together with all of God's creation. Let us rejoice, bless the Lord, and come into his house of worship with singing, thanksgiving, and in joyful service. There truly is so much for us to be thankful for. God's almighty presence, his everlasting love, his forgiveness of our sins through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, his own dear Son, and his promise of eternal life in heaven for all who believe. St. Augustine said that our praise of the Lord is like food. The more we praise him, the more our faith is strengthened. Serving God with our whole bodies through good works is indeed a joyful response to our faith, and it is pleasing to God. My daughter likes to quote one of her Concordia University professors by saying, "See a need, fill a need." Surely we don't want to take on more than we should or can handle, but likewise, we don't want to dismiss the gifts God has blessed us with as burdens. When God opens our eyes to something that can be done to make another person's life easier, we need to be able to trust him to use us accordingly. Where are you being asked to serve right now? Is it by caring for your family, volunteering at your children's school or community center, serving on a church committee, or simply being an active member of a Bible study? Perhaps caring for a neighbor or friend by visiting with them or taking them meals. Serving can be simple and simply pleasing to God when these things are done in faith and joy and love for what has been faithfully, joyfully, and lovingly done for you through Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid to say yes. Prayerfully consider where and how God might want you to serve. He will equip you, and the Holy Spirit will guide and strengthen you. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are the sheep of your hand. Thank you for your loving care and mercy to us. Fill our hearts and minds with your praise and guide us to joyfully serve you by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.